calendar says that the fast is over at 3 minutes after 5 o'clock. Okay, some people asked me, and I didn't explore it really, but the calendar, our calendar, seemed to say that the fast begins about a half an hour before the other calendars, you know, online. If you checked, it came out about another, not quite, some was more than half an hour, some was less than half an hour, but this seemed to be much earlier. Now, I believe that this is based upon the fact that you don't have a permanent meal a half an hour prior to Alois HaShachar. So I think that the Zmanim that we read online are for a snack or something like that. But if you're going to sit down and eat a meal, that's why they made it a half an hour earlier. I don't know, I have to explore it further. And just a half a minute vort that I heard from the Rebbe on Sotah B'Tavis, I believe, it was the Rebbe used to have a custom in the later years to speak a few words during the Tainis. The Rebbe used to refer to an older custom that used to take place in Jewish communities. They would call it Divrei Kivushim, words of that capture the heart to arouse people to repent. And because as we know, that fasting isn't the main aspect of it. The main aspect is that we turn our hearts to Hashem. Fasting helps us do that. It subdues us a little bit, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch and other places, that gives, helps us. So these words were used also to help the people to subdue their hearts, get into the mode of the fasting and to do teshuva, and hopefully that we're fasting because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It all began with a sort of Atavis, in which we said in the Slichas, Somach Melech Bavel. So, in the very simple translation, the Samach Melech Bavel, when he came close and he created a siege around Yerushalayim, that was the beginning of the fall of Yerushalayim. But that siege, if you look at it also in the positive sense, caused and brought about a unity amongst the people because they all had to stick together. Now there was nobody going in and going out. And the Rebbe learned from this the level of Ahavas Yisrael, the level of connection and the level of care that we need to have for one another when it comes especially to a fast day. And we know that we're surrounded, unfortunately, by a lot of enemies from the outside. And now, with all the publicities and the public relations trying to place, you know, the Haredi, the religious people, those who follow the Torah, in a place where they're not really, and you know, they're judging and trying to, I guess, manipulate the circumstances to judge across the board all of the different people, when we know that that is not really the case. So we have to unify ourselves and connect to Hashem with unity, with care for one another. And when we take away the reason for Golus, which is Sinas Chinam, we do Avas Chinam, the Eibishter burns down the last remnants of the Golus, and we're Zoicha to the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and these days of the holiday, of fast days, will be turned into the days of Yom Tov, Yom Heir of Yomein.